Next patient is Marianne Gheorghe. That is Marianne is M-A-R-I-A-N-N. M-A-R-I-A-N-N, Marianne. Gheorghe is G-Y-O-R-G-Y. G-Y-O-R-G-Y, Gheorghe. Date of birth is 11-12-75. And the date of visit is 9-19-23. The please make a copy for Tina Gaskin. Gaskin is G-A-S-K-I-N. Tina Gaskin. APRN. Next line, dear Tina, thank you for sending Marianne Gheorghe for primary evaluation. Next, where fish was tell us. This is a 47-year-old female who underwent a complete hysterectomy. On 8/3/23, and post-operatively was discharged, but returned to the hospital a week later with chest pains radiating into the right side of her back and shoulders, and worse on taking deep breaths. Upon admission, a CTA of the chest was done, which showed evidence of pulmonary embolism in the right low pulmonary arteries. And a chronic appearing infiltrate in the right upper lobe, likely residual. The initial chest CT was done on 8/11/23, which showed filling defects in the right lower lobe segmental and subsegmental branches. And similar subsegmental defects filling defects in the right upper lobe pulmonary arteries were noted. And patchy subpleural consolidation in the right mid and lower lobes were also noted. The patient was placed on anticoagulation and subsequently switched to Eliquis 5 milligrams twice a day, which she is still taking. She has some shoulder pain, and she denies shortness of breath except with exertion. And the patient denies weight loss, hemoptysis, fevers, and night sweats. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history includes history for right breast carcinoma with lumpectomy and radiation therapy. She also had a complete hysterectomy. And she has a prior history of asthma. No history of diabetes or hypertension. Next line, habits. The patient denies history of smoking. No significant alcohol use. She works as a caregiver. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of ethanolism. Mother is alive in good health. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has no fatigue, fever, or weight loss. She has glaucoma, no cataracts, she has no vertigo, dizziness. She has some postnasal drip and short breath, she has no cough and no hemoptysis, no abdominal pains, nausea, no diarrhea, but has constipation. She has occasional chest pains and palpitations. She has no depression or anxiety. She has no joint pains or muscle stiffness. She does have headaches, no memory loss or skin rash or itching. Next, physical exam. Medalist included Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. Next paragraph, physical exam. Well-built, middle-aged white female was alert in no acute distress. There was no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 104 over 70. Pulse is 82, respirations 20. Temperature is 97.6, weight is 127, saturation 98. HENT anomphalic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with the essentially clear lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the body sounds active. And the extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness or swelling. Woman sign is negative. Skin, no lesions. Neurologically, there are no focal deficits identified. Next paragraph, patient number one. History of pulmonary embolism. Number two is right upper lobe lung infiltrate with residual fibrosis. Number three, history of breast cancer. And number four, history of hysterectomy. Number five is asthma. Next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator study. Get a follow-up chest CT in in 2 months. Also advised to get a CBC coag profile and a CMP. Continue with Eliquis 5 milligrams BID and use albuterol inhaler 2 puffs TID PRN. Copy of her previous labs will be requested and a follow up visit arranged in approximately 8 weeks. The patient will also go for a cardiac evaluation since she has experienced tachycardia. Oh, please add that in the system review. The patient has palpitations with the rapid heartbeat. Please add that in the system review. And next, at the end, please mention CC to Tina Gaskin, G-A-S-K-I-N-A-P-R-N. Thank you for this consultation, Dr. Souza.